This week on Sporting Woods, Alex and Luke talk about Brendan McCullum and the retirement, the controversy of the disallowed wicket, Adam Voges breaking Don Bradman's record, and we just have general chit-chat and arguments. Thank you for listening.
And then make like a bang.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun.
What? Well, yeah, I'm singing our song. Not
oh, I was just we're just going.
Yeah. Welcome, to Sporting Woods.
Hey, we're back.
Episode two. Or well, as you've noticed, it's 3.2. Like,
yeah,
3.2 overs bowled.
That's true. That's how far into our spell. Well, yeah. into our innings. Surely, yeah, well, this is our innings. You know, yeah. We've only had three balls of the innings. This is early days.
It is.
Goodness me.
It is.
What are we going to do when we get to like the 90th episode? We're at the 90th over. No, the 90th season. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Take a new ball?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we should be calling
that's
it.
That's
like,
80th over. So.
80th, yeah, 80th over, not 90th.
When we get
sorry.
To the, well, yeah.
When we get
Once
to
we
the
get 80th over. Season, we have to take the new ball. And then I think that's, we just get new people to do it. And we just let them.
We chug on. Yeah. Like the Top Gear bikes.
Surely we'll be 75 by then.
Yeah.
You guys can commentate that podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be it's shit.
Good. Yeah. You guys suck. Where's the Fez?
No, you guys haven't had to Fez since 2016.
Yeah. You put in a good innings, then you move into commentary.
That's we can retire, or you know, if we're out.
All right. Well,
I guess
that's,
if we're out.
I guess that's something, maybe something we should start thinking about now.
I think it is. I'm thinking maybe every ball, so like this one, for instance, is 3.2. Surely there's a way of finding where like an interesting thing has occurred on someone's, as they were bowling, their figures at the third ball of the second over. You'd be like, this happened on the third point in 3.2. Other news in 3.2, you know, like, McGiller took his 200th wicket.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, surely there's a way of figuring
all right,
that
all
out.
All right, okay. All right, so what's two for this one, Luke?
Well, I don't have it. I'll
no, go on. Get one. That's your, that's like, that's like your a job. Tripod song in an hour. Your mission is to find something for this podcast, is to find something cool that happened on the second ball of the third over.
No, the third ball of the second.
Why? Well, this is the second ball.
This is the second ball.
This is the second episode.
I'm an idiot.
So I think eventually we'll probably talk about cricket, but to start,
we'll get around to it.
First test is done now, and Australia is won by an innings and 50, which I don't think anyone really expected it to be that much of a big result. But I think, again, which is usually the case in this day and age in test cricket, one team plays test cricket and the other team gets caught out trying to play limited overs cricket in the wrong format.
Well, that's why it was so exciting, I think. You know, there was, for me, the pitch was not as good as it could have been, but it was better than anything we've seen. The grass, to begin with, meant that the toss was super important.
Yeah.
The test of this test match, the entire thing, what was really cool about this one was that if you lost the toss, you get given the bad cards. Like, you've got to fix it.
And
But if you can do that, if you can sit down and as you said, they went with the 2020 mentality, gone out and start swinging. You just bat out a day of cricket. Like, you know, I know it's hard to say. I mean, that's well and truly my, you know, but that's with the mindset that I would be going in there with, like telling the guys, like, go out there. You're going to have to play on a green deck. That fucking sucks.
If you bat first.
But if you can make it,
you just got to make sure you get in day one.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Especially on an obvious, like you're saying, on an obvious bowler's wicket, or especially day one.
Day one, it was perfect for the bowler, which was cool because then you got the batting days, and it was good to see that the batting, you know, was able to show that it wasn't just, you know, a one sided deck.
But I think there are some undeniable themes that are going along in Test cricket now, where like we've talked about since we started doing this in the Ashes, we talked about how teams can't seem to absorb any pressure, and I think. Once again, we've kind of seen that teams in test match cricket, there's collapses and you don't really see too many teams be able to come back from that, which is kind of frustrating. And that's, you know, that was the greatest part of test cricket. I mean, if you want to look at, you know, we've mentioned talking about history, games in the past. What about the Dravid Laxman.
Phoebe Laxman.
That's one of the greatest Test cricket stories, because that's what Test cricket is.
Mm.
You're back against the wall and you fight back.
Mm.
There seems to be a lack of that these days. I saw Damien Martin say that something that was right on point. I thought
what was that?
Well, New Zealand, they kind of threw their wickets away.
Mm.
Like Guptill and Latham both. Oh. I think this is word for word what he said, but they both worked so hard and then threw their wicket away. Like, it seems that these days they don't know how to play an attacking shot without taking a risk.
Well, I think that was what was, yes, correct, and what was so exciting and good about the Usman, Khawaja and Voges partnerships, or at least their runs, was that it was cool to see a guy on 4,430 balls.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, like these guys are doing it right. Like, that's, I don't know, what that
Australia
it's,
did but that's, better in that test.
Yes, they got two players who just were like, all right, I'm going to play like I should instead of going for the bad ball. And I was watching yesterday, they were doing, when they were bowling at him and they were bowling that plan, and there was that straight plan, they bowl across Latham and then try and get him pushing outside off stump. And if they couldn't do that, they put it back on his pads, see if they can get him hooking. Yeah. They're like, those are the two plans. And you can see him. And they were like pointing out the fact that like there hasn't been too many teams that can do that like the Australians can. For some reason, we've just got it away and to execute a plan.
Mm.
That was done really well. But it was cool to see the test match batting.
Well, it proves in test match cricket that you do need to have specific plans for specific players, wherein they probably do that in limited overs, but I think it's more just how should you bowl in limited overs. Like, you want to not give them length, you want to not give them width.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, if you can bowl a Yorker every ball, that's good in limited overs cricket.
I tell you what, that guy the other day, there was one over, and he on, what, yesterday, shit, who bowled all those ones right in the spot. And I went up, and Huey and me were like locked down there. And he was like, I can't hit him, they're really good balls. Like, I know, like, that's how they bowl here. You can't get in under those types of balls.
It was the length that he was bowling.
He was bowling really well.
Huey, and I mean, we're not professional cricketers, so he would have had to use his feet to get out to it, but then that's taking a risk.
Yeah.
So that's good bowling. Whereas, to my point, that test match cricket, you can actually pinpoint a specific player's weakness and work on it, and that's what Smith did really well in this series. I think he got a lot of raps. The way he, the field choices. I mean, you've always got to be attacking in test cricket. That's one thing that really is the big problem I have with test cricket these days is captains looking to save runs.
Yeah, poms are
not really a way that I think Australians have ever been taught to play cricket.
No.
Even when we're playing social cricket, it's like you're trying to take wickets.
You're constantly. You're not trying to win.
You're not trying to draw.
Well, you can dry it up, but you can't to it till it's negative.
Yeah,
like that shouldn't be your outcome. And we've seen that a few times over.
How many times have you seen a deep point on day one?
Yeah.
From teams that have come to Australia, and you're just like, what the hell? Yeah.
Why are you saving the four?
So what you're saying is you don't want him slashing outside off stump. Like, wouldn't you want him doing that
and have a guy
catching that ball?
That's why you don't see a lot of people in the covers.
Because you're encouraging them to go. But if you had a guy deep cover, they'd be like, oh, well, I'm not going to hit it out there because there's a dude there and I'll only get a single.
Yeah. Well, that's how they got Latham.
That's negative, man.
Yeah. So that's how they got Latham out, was pitching him outside, off stump.
Yeah.
And then, trying to coax him into the shot. And they got him once, but Neville dropped it. Yeah. But with Williamson, it was even more interesting because they had a specific one for him too. So they were trying to pitch him at the body. And then, and then what they do would be, it was in swinger, and then bowl the out swinger.
Yeah.
And watch him. And he nicked it. And it was like, he nicked it like once or twice. But it was like, that's fucking, that's,
and that was what I was trying to, and that was exactly how
they found weaknesses and they've gone for him. Because his average against us has been pretty low.
And that's how you bowl against Australia as well.
Hmm.
Against a batsman who likes to get bat on ball, which in this day and age, most batsmen do.
Yeah, and
but particularly Warner, Australians always do. Tighten them up, give them the sucker ball. I remember in an episode a long time, how do you get them out? Give them a sucker ball every so often. You will get hit for fours, but I guarantee they're going to play a shit rash shot and get out. That's usually what happens.
It's how I got those catches.
But yeah, so the way they've bowled Williamson's been awesome. I think he'll stand up and he'll come back, which hopefully he does.
All of the greats have all had periods, where they've
I wouldn't even say he's embedded. In a period. I think he's just got a challenge there and he'll have to overcome it. I mean,
Steph Curry last year in that NBA finals. That was...
What are we talking about?
Did Golden State win last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Golden State, yeah, when they won.
What was the challenger?
Dellavedova like smashed him in that second match, and he just sat down after it, and he was like, he was really good tonight.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I'll be better. I'll come back. I'll watch it.
Everyone gets
And he came back and really won the series. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, people do that. Yeah. And that's cool. And it's exciting. Yeah, it was exciting to see.
I think it was a pretty good test. I think...
I was happy with it.
Yeah, in terms of the pitch, which we always talk about, I thought it was pretty good.
Mm.
I think you got exactly what you want. But I still think there's...
Bit of deterioration.
Yeah. But the difference was... In my opinion, between the two was, again, that intent to play. Who's more willing to play test match cricket? And I thought Latham's innings in the second dig for them was really good. Mm. But then that's why it makes it all the more frustrating that he threw it away. Yeah. Reminds me of that Warner innings in the Ashes where he was the only one that had made it through. And then he tried to play a flip shot off Anderson to an obvious plan.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have eight guys on one side bowling ridiculous outswingers to the left-hander and go, you want to hit it on the leg side, don't you? But you're going to have to play against all this swing.
It's perfect.
All the momentum against you, you're going to have to get it.
That's how you're going
to get an edge. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you should have been able to be smarter enough.
I think that's what New Zealand has to change. I mean, as much as obviously New Zealand cricket is really at a peak at the moment. Like New Zealand, they're getting great crowds for this series.
Three in a row was a sellout.
Mm, which is kind of shocking, but I think it's got more to do with, well, obviously McCollum and...
They are small fields, albeit.
Yeah, but they've also been doing so well. I think
they have been great.
They've got a couple of greats there now that you know, Australian really had. Not that like your Stephen Flemings and stuff weren't great.
No,
they
didn't
didn't win consistently enough. This team, how many series have they won outside in a row of Australia, at home?
Yeah,
no, at home.
Oh, it's been ages.
Yeah, yeah,
they've beaten some of the best too. Exactly. Like without a doubt, they've beaten some of the best. It's just they can't for some, and they can get over the pony that is Australia. They beat us in the ODIs, so they do have the ability. But a test match, we still get to be the keepers. You know, it's like when a team from Australia wins in the rugby, you know, in the 15s, but then you know they don't really care. But if New Zealand gets beaten by Australia, it's an issue. So like it's the same again.
Yeah. New Zealand, I think, anytime they get beaten in rugby, are not happy. But no, I think it's they've got a good challenge. But the Australia didn't, in my opinion, didn't do anything special. They just played really good test cricket. They were patient. Test cricket is endurance. It's a marathon. You don't
absolutely.
It's a 12 round fight. It's a it's right to the end. That's what you got to be prepared to play for. If you're going out there trying to win it in 3 days, you're going to lose.
Yeah,
you are going.
You've
to
said
lose.
It before. I don't know how many times I've heard it, but it rings ever so true. Is that you can't go out and throw on haymakers.
You can't. You'll get knocked out. That's the fastest way to get knocked out.
Yeah,
I remember watching it with someone. I was trying to get them, trying to watch a UFC fight with them. Like, why is he just standing there dancing? It's like, you can't just swing the whole time, bro. You're going to go in and throw a stupid punch. You're just going to get laid out. These people are really good.
You can't. Do you watch chess players? They're not there just like I'm going to fight him. Like, you plan your attack. You wait until there's a slip. That's how this works.
And that's test cricket. And that's why it'll always be the pinnacle, because you've got to know everything. You've got to know how to use everything, not just your own game.
Mm.
You've got to know how to use other people's games. You've got to know your competitors' games. You've got to know everything about the conditions.
Hmm.
You know, all the elements are vital. If you use the elements, look at how Australia did. It was just a matter of, like you said, the toss was important.
Very.
But picking their spots to attack.
Hmm.
I remember in the West Indies series, to start with, they had us, three for not much.
Hmm.
And I remember Warnie and commentary saying, why are they so defensive right now? This is the moment in the test match where they have to put the pressure on. And that's the best bits when the team's 4 for 50 and you've got 4 slips, 2 gullies and everyone's in close and these two guys have to fight for an hour to get their momentum back. And I think that's the part of test cricket that's still missing. And you're seeing that even though that was a quite entertaining game, it wasn't that entertaining because at no point did you really think that New Zealand were able to come back. And almost once they got out for 180, you're almost sitting there like, okay, unless there's a proper collapse, unless Bolt goes through our top order, which is why that Khawaja, Smith, and Voges innings was so important. But they also, if you look at those innings, were incredibly patient and made the most of the bad ball and kept the good ball out. They played test cricket.
Yeah.
Now, if you find that boring, maybe you don't like cricket that much. That is cricket. And to me, I find that the most exciting. That's mental toughness.
Yeah. Well, what was also interesting was with Voges obviously getting the double century, the animal that he is, puts him...
The average.
No, not the average. Well, yeah, his average is now just under Don Bradman's, which is both...
It's over, man.
No, it went back down after
he got out.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So yeah, he makes 248 or whatever he made. Yeah, but he could have, on the last ball, the last over of the day
beforehand,
the day before, he got given out on a no ball that turned out was not.
Do you want me to explain this? Because you murdered that.
I just butched the shit.
He was given not out after he was bowled due to a no ball. You know, there's that line the bowler has to bowl behind. The umpire said, nope, you bowled over that line, so even though you just bowled it into that guy's wickets, it's not out.
No, no.
They went to it. They didn't go to a review.
No.
Because
you can't review.
Yeah, you couldn't
review. There's no
review
for that.
They went to it. This guy's foot was not over the line. Now, this...
It's a good ball.
This, yeah, so it should have been out. The point of it being so ridiculous is these guys never call no balls anymore. They just wait until a wicket and then go up to the thing and go, was that a no ball? Nope. Okay, so it's a wicket. And then all of a sudden, they're calling no balls all the time, and it happened to be on a wicket ball.
Yeah.
Now, the hard part is that you can't give Voges out either, because who's to say he didn't hear the no ball and go, oh, well, I'll just leave this one, because it's the last over of the day.
He said no ball.
So it's just one of those things error has caused a big thing.
And that put 250-odd runs, or 230 runs, onto the board. So that was a big turning point.
But that's the thing, New Zealand, well, no offense, boys, but you got to suck it up.
Oh, you do.
Like,
that's bad, but yeah.
And it's one of those...
It's shit
human
happens.
Errors, and that shit happens, man. Like,
everyone's been on the butt of it.
Yeah,
and I don't think he didn't have to. You could have got him out. Like, it's not as if he did what was best with what he was given.
Yeah,
but it's your job then to get him out.
Well, I think it was pretty obvious they came out the next day a little disheartened.
But the point is that he wasn't the reason why they lost their test match. The reason was because they came out hitting like fucking haymakers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they lost. So everyone's fucking blowing up about it. You shouldn't be blowing up about that. The fact is, you're only blowing up about it because you lost it in the first innings.
Well, in a day and age where too many losses and you lose your job, it's easier to blame a controversy than take the brunt yourself, which then leads us to why everyone does like Brendan McCullum. Because Brendan McCullum is the guy that's likely to just go, well, yeah, that's not the reason why we lost, though.
Yep.
And that's why he's a true competitor and like why fans of other teams like him just as much as their own players because, yeah, you get tired of hearing... People make excuses to save their own skin, whether it's the coach, the captain, or the guy who
just
want to catch. It's okay to make a mistake. I'm more willing to, as a fan, and I think this is a dumb statement to even make. Like, it's not a point in forgiveness, but if there is some diehard fan out there that's going to live and die on whether their frigging cricket team wins, well then, accept it and go. Look, yeah, I screwed up, whatever.
Hmm.
That person, no matter how much of a psycho they are, I'm probably more willing to forgive you. But, yeah, I think it's a bad thing that happened. It's a mistake, human error.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's happened a few times recently. Did you see today the one where one of the – in the 50-over match between South Africa and England there was a bowling, and the umpire gave it out. It flashed right past his off stump, and when they looked on the replay, it was about 6 inches away from the bat.
Yeah,
but he'd given it out, and the guys are just like, oh. And then there was one where it spun. One of the spinners got him, and it was plumb. It was absolutely plumb. And the same umpire gave it not out, and they were like, fucking review that. So they reviewed it, and it was literally middle stump, middle of middle. Like it was like couldn't be any more out. And it was like this poor umpire's there, like. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but...
I just missed two in a row. And like, so like, but I understand that that's going to happen, but there should be things in place for those types of doozies not to happen. Like the no ball. Why do they have to react during the no ball? Why not until the ball is bowled and then go that it's a no ball? You know, why not do that? Because the reason why he's changed his perception was that he thought it was a legal ball. He thought it was an illegal ball at the time. So if the ball goes through, he stands there, something happens, and then calls a no ball, what's the problem?
Like, yeah, it's going to look real sus, though, when there's, like, a wicket, and all of a sudden it's like, no ball. And
you're
like,
but they basically do that all right. Like, it's already, like, within
an instant. Your point. But my dad was making the whole, Voges might have heard it and left it. I think...
I think he would.
I don't think that's absolute nonsense, man.
Why else?
Like, leave a ball?
No, if he says not out... The idea is either you're supposed to hear it so you can go, you beauty, and then go for it.
Because
you're
not going to get caught. That's impossible, man.
I think that that's something. Well, then why not?
Ridiculous.
Why not just wait?
Do you really think, and I know these guys are good, But do you really think, what, they got 0.3 or whatever to react to these balls? They hear an umpire. Now, how long do you think it takes for an umpire to say no ball? I think probably 0.3 of a second or around about that.
That's
do you really think
that
in 0.00001 of a second, he's gone, oh, sweet, it's no ball. That means I can really open the shoulders here. And then he's gone, no, well, hang on a minute. It's the last over of the day. I should probably leave it just to play it safe. Bang. Like, come on, man. And that's what I said to my dad. I'm like, I don't think he's reacting that damn quickly and having that many thought processes in that short amount of time.
I do, because the amount of times I've seen little catches where they show how quickly their reaction times, and it's like 0.03.
But that's instinct, man. There's no thinking.
It's instinct as well for these guys. They've done
times. There's a difference between instinct and thought process.
No.
Yes. Ball comes to you, catch it. Ball coming to you and you're then hearing information. Okay. You know,
I'll tell you what,
Alex, I think you're putting way too much value on the words being spoken by the referee. What could a referee possibly be saying that wouldn't result in him hitting the ball?
Hitting the ball. He knows as soon as you hear the ref's
yelling, great ball.
He's going to yell the same thing every time, and you get so used
to it. But he might just be leaving it, dude. Yeah, they leave it all the time.
I know that as well. In that
he might have just made a mistake. I could pull up 14,000 videos of batsmen shouldering arms and getting bowled.
Yeah, no, and I know that too. I know that as well. So in that specific he would have been looking to leave it because he was looking to leave everything. There could be times in the match when you're soaring along and you hear the nut, or you just see him move the arm up. In that time, because you know you're already looking to hit the ball, you know that when you got a free license, you're willing to give it a bit more. I guarantee it's the same thing that gets us to when the ball's here, I go, oh, shit. Like the same thing, my reactions are slower.
I disagree. I think that's instinct, and I think what you're talking about is thought process.
In this sense,
instinct is not thought process. It's not, though, because it's a changing. It's a going, oh, something different happened, rather than reacting.
But that's what reacting is. I'm here, and then something different happened.
The
ball's gone that way.
The same thing happens every time. The ball comes down. Or if you're in the field, you're looking to catch the ball. Like, okay, thought process, going for a double play, instinct catching a ball. Thought process is, oh, something new's happened, I've got to think and go, that's right. That's why a no ball is so rare that it becomes a thought process rather than an instinct. I understand your point. My dad made the exact same point, and I said the exact same thing to him.
Yeah, right on. No,
way I'm going to give Adam Voges that much credit that he would have, had there not been a no ball called, he would have gone, oh, I better play this. I think he would have shouldered arms anyway and gotten bowled.
All right, but
I understand that he can't. The decision can't be reversed because the idea is that possibly could happen.
Well, even that,
but
more than
in
that,
in my opinion, is that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, but more than that, I think at this stage it's because once he calls no ball, there's nothing to say that the no ball could come back. So even in the rules, I don't think there's anything that reads that.
Right.
So you can't even, like, even if you wanted to, it's not part of the game. Like, it's literally
Can't
take a no ball back. It's not. It's like why we're able to bowl an underarm.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, well, you know, it's not in there specifically.
But I think in terms of, like,
I think it's just one
if
of those
we
rules.
Have a review system, wouldn't everything just be up for grabs?
Well, then why not have umpires at all?
That's always the point when it comes
to
the review system.
So then it's like, but then that takes away the most beautiful part of the game, which is me turning it. Yeah, I know. This is good.
Yeah.
It's me when I hit that bloke on the pads yesterday, turning around and, like, I pleaded with the umpire. Yeah. Like, I was like, that's fucking out, man. Yeah. Like, give me that ball. And then when he did, it was like, I earned that.
Yeah,
like,
human decision
was made, especially in our grade, because there's no review system. So I stood there and I, like, it was out. I got him. And I knew I got him. And I was turning around and I had to, like, I was like, come on, man.
It's
like,
part of the game. I certainly don't want it changed. But just cop it on the chin. Because it's
right,
the cricket
point.
And you're going to get some.
Yeah.
That, like, that's why I never agree with Gilchrist walking. Because what's he going to do when he actually doesn't hit it? He's going to think he's owed something. Mm. That's dumb. The umpire is the he's the dictator. Whatever he says goes. Sorry. Yeah. There's not many cases we accept that in society, but this is one. What he says goes, you just got to walk off and cop it.
Mm. If he says not out.
Yeah, it's not out.
You stand where you
exactly,
are.
Exactly. You don't walk and, you know, that to me, that's not being a good guy. That's messing with the fabric of the game. Being a good guy is just being a good competitor.
There's the episode title.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not like going outside of what the umpire says doesn't make you a good guy. Because what happens if he doesn't hit it but he gets given out? Is Gilly going to walk up and go, but ump, it's me, it's Adam.
Yeah,
I'm the honest guy.
I did that
last
time.
Yeah. What a weird element to sport you're bringing in.
Yeah.
Just keep it the one ref. What he says goes. Just cop it on the chin, you sook. Yeah. That would be what I would say. But, you know.
I'm just a dude in a fez.
Just a guy in a fez with some speed dealer glasses
just,
on.
You know, just rocking it, man. Just rocking it.
But I think back to the real thing is how on earth is Adam Voges rocking the same stats as Don Bradman?
That's the great Don Bradman. I mean, it's the most beautiful
Bradman
part of sport.
Didn't have the greatest technique, but god damn it. Adam Voges, really? Like, I like the guy too. That's the weirdest thing. I have no problem with Adam Voges, the guy.
No, absolutely not. Not at all.
I know him at all.
And his cricket either. But
he's a solid player. But surely that's proof in the pudding that the game has gotten. You know, I see it all the time posted to these old cricketers that it's pretty obvious that the game's easier now for these players. And they're like, the social media aspect. And it's like, yeah, people are way more annoying and have way more expectations of them because that's fucking professional sport now. But don't try and tell me that what these guys are playing on with all the reviews, with all the padding, with all that is in any way comparable to what Don Bradman playing on uncovered pitches with the thinnest fucking gloves, with a tiny meter ruler using to fucking protect himself. Dude, there is no way you can compare it.
Yeah.
There is no way. And it's starting to piss me off that people are so... they can't understand it that much.
Mm.
They go, no, just the numbers, though. And you're like, yeah, whatever.
But the numbers are nowhere near it. It's, look, you can't take... and I don't think anyone is taking anything away from Adam Voges. He's got 614 runs in a row. It's now the record.
Yeah.
Whether or not, people were talking about it like, he's beaten Sachin's record. It's like, yeah, but Sachin had to play again. And they're like, and they both did things against the Windies. I'm like, yeah, well, Sachin had to play against, like, you know, fucking
big. Are you going
to
compare?
Yeah, you're going to compare between me and the West Indian teams of the 2000s at 90s to now?
The only people pushing,
hilarious.
The only people pushing those stats out into the public media outlets because they think it's a big story. Anyone involved in the team they'll jokingly call him the Don and stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said,
it's still
awesome.
Yeah,
like, it's still
a great job.
But in no way is it's proof in the pudding that if those are Adam Voges stats and they're better than Don Bradman's, then that's proof that stats these days you can't compare to stats back in the day. Even compared to the 90s, even compared to it's changed so much in the last 10 years that you just cannot even come close to
all right.
comparing.
So we're not going to do it. We're not going to compare them.
Nah. You can't anymore. Nah.
So it's a new one. These are new records.
Nah. Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Yeah, right on.
New records.
Well, 99.2 seconds, not bad.
It's like when you play this, you know, and you got your since 2015 and your historical records.
Yeah. It's like, I don't care about the historical records. I care about my stats.
All right, let's talk about another thing as well.
All right.
Because this is, we kind of touched on it earlier.
Bring it on, Jones.
McCollum.
Oh.
McCollum. I was kind of disappointed when he got out, but it also is good to see such a champion struggle. And so many greats struggle in their last innings.
Oh, of course.
And it's probably due to a few of the motions and things like that. But I bet you, and this is what I saw in McCollum, it's because they're trying so damn hard. And that's the cricket is one of those games. You could be out there trying so hard, you're going to stuff up.
Yeah.
You need to be in mentally the right place. And if you're sitting there going, this is my last game, I have loved it. It's been the biggest part of my life for like the last 13, 14 years, and I'm giving it up. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to go out there and play a test match inning.
It's why test matches are so fantastic.
It's so sick.
You know, it's crazy. I was thinking about it the other day, how nuts it is that we just like obviously adore the game, and in doing so, the players that play it to an extent.
Mm.
So you get invested in these guys, but like you forget that they're people. You're there for the sport. It's like, I don't care who you are. Just play the sport. And like that you have an attachment to that
really good point, man.
Yeah, it's interesting.
A lot of people do it. And you know what pisses me off and the reason why, why we do this, because we feel like the people in the media who only have a job, especially sports media, only have a job because of these guys.
Yeah.
Hang so much shit on them.
Yeah, exactly.
And not just like, you know, not being able to take shit or being, you know, criticized. That sounds weak. I'm not that.
It's just
unfounded criticism by people who don't know. And then that could affect their livelihood,
careers,
their kids' livelihood, you know, and that's why the effort needs to be put in. And it's a shame that anyone really pays any attention to the media when it comes to a lot of this
stuff. So you think they should just listen to us?
Pretty much. Now, we've talked about basically McCollum.
I think he's a great bloke. Yeah. We'll be good to go.
I don't think we need to say much
opposite
more.
Of Richie
McCaw.
I think
anyone who's listened to this once is aware that
we've got respect.
Appreciate
real recognizes real.
Yeah. All right, so we are going to have an update from Vilkins. Where are we up to with this 3.2?
Bring us up to speed with your progress.
I found nothing for cricket stats. I think what we're going to have to do is maybe even for next season, but at some point, like...
It's an idea.
Yeah, you'd have to look through your favorite games mm-hmm. or like your favorite people, and then you go, oh, that's one for a third over five.
Go through some.
I reckon we just try and find a different
angle. Yeah. I'm happy to try.
Trying to find
a
something on the new ball, like
we could do 63.4 overs. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I like the idea of like having like a this day when or
yeah.
You know, like one of those.
Well, let's try and go with like March 3.
March 3. What happened on March 3?
Or March 2.
March 2.
I was going to say.
You would just do it like that in March 2.
March 2 and cricket. Same problem.
Well, but that's probably going to be easier.
You don't even have to make it like
you're
going
on a whole
thing.
Game, not a ball.
Yeah, and on top
you know,
of
it's like, all right, what was the happened on this ball? It's like, probably left it, man. It's cricket. He probably went, nah, it's a good one. I'm just going to leave it. Oh, David Thompson bowled a really nice outswinger to Ricky Lee.
I quite like that. That's quite funny. Just like,
well, let's say I can make them up if you want. I can just make them up. And just sit there and go,
okay, that
on that ball, that was when Warnie came in and
who was he playing?
Oh, he was playing against New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
Actually, this is one of my favorite videos of all time when he's bowling to Craig McMillan.
Yeah,
and he hits him on the foot twice on the full and. Gilchrist laughs, is in hysterics because McMillan was always trying to do funky shit,
at
but
that crease.
It never worked. Like he was one of the first ones that like batted
straight
like,
on
the bowler, and he's standing there like this, and it was just like, yeah, it's not cool. Like it's only detrimental to what's happening.
Yeah,
so he's trying to try all these funky things. You're gonna put Warnie off, and Warn just bowled normal, and he hit him flush on the foot, like straight on the foot. On the full, and the first time Gilly's like, and just kind of like giggles a little bit because it's just funny. And you just see him like, like that. And Warnie's just like, kind of giggles a little bit. And then the next ball, he goes back, boom, fully straight on the foot again. And Gilchrist, you can tell he wasn't trying to be mean spirited or anything. He was just laughing.
Funny.
He was probably laughing. Like, it's one of my favorite videos. So that happened on, the second ball of the third over. Of Warn's spell. And
was that the first or the second ball that happened on? Was it the two balls?
Yeah, well, it's the two balls.
A two-part episode?
Yeah, it happened. Well, first ball.
So this is the first...
So I mentioned it last week. Remember I mentioned it last week?
No. I thought this is this the first week or the second week of...
This is the second week.
I thought this was the first week. Okay,
no,
so last week.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. The first time it happened was on the second ball. Which is this one.
And then
so I'll
mention
it again next week.
So this is the double episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. Forget that I told you what happened on the second ball. Warn bowled a ball. It hit McMillan on the full. Okay, I'll talk to you next week about it. Okay, bye. Close the door. Yeah.
Walk around a closing door.
But yeah,
turning on tap.
Okay.
That's not how sound effects work.
Picked up phone.
But I got to ask.
Sure.
Were you impressed with the bowling of Australia?
Yes. I thought that it was as good as we've ever been. There was some decent for what they had out there on that road when on day two or three, whatever it was that we got it at day three when we decided to give them a bat on a proper once it had worn out a bit. They bowled really well. I thought they stuck to their plans. I felt that
they did. You're right. They did stick to their
plan. Lion got pumped there at the end, but that was only because. He was pitching up, trying to get him to hit the ball. And I watched it. I was watching it at work on my phone, just on the ball by ball, like as it comes past.
Don't tell his work.
Yeah, no, it was on my breaks. It wasn't my break. Okay. It was early in the breaks. Wing. So I'm sitting there, and it went like 6-4-6 wicket, and that was how he got the ninth wicket.
It's gonna happen.
There was like, mwah. That's like he's bought
it's
himself
the best
a
spinner's
wicket.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like 6-4 gotcha, six, buddy. and it was down the bottom. It had written there like this time he overcompensated, like he did because he was just pitch him up.
Let me guess, was it Southie?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Just
he's
like chewing him up. Yeah, it was South.
He got one shot. Just
So he puts him there until he gets there and oof, he got him out. And it was really funny to watch just like him, in 6-4-6 wicket.
I was watching it. I like Hazelwood. I was actually disappointed listening back to this last week and hearing that I said Pattinson was going to be because it's...
But
I didn't want to say Hazelwood because I said him for the Ashes, and he kind of disappointed me in the away Ashes.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty stoked with my call on Usman Khawaja.
Yeah.
I felt like he was an impact player. I thought
Absolutely.
That even Peter Neville was. That catch that he took at the start
Williamson.
Of Williamson
off Siddle.
Was as good a catch as you will ever see. I remember I was like, Usman Khawaja, tick.
But hey, okay, back to our first point.
Oh, hit me.
Here we go. You're talking about changing of... like decisions in a split second of time.
There's
Wicket keepers are waiting for edges, right? They're hoping for one. Every time it's coming in, they're expecting an edge.
Yeah.
Look at how hard it was for Peter Neville to take that catch. Like, because his, because it's an inside edge, so it's usually going against you.
Yeah, everything's going.
They're used to the outside edges, so they're going outside. He's had to go boom, and there's less time between there than there is for the bowler to the batsman.
Yeah, of course.
And he's just made it to go there, and he's still expecting to. To take a catch.
Yeah, but I think that, and I agree, but I'd say that that's only because he really doesn't get much of a choice until the ball's bounced or hit the bat before he has to make his move.
It's the same amount of distance.
So you see the ball and it just, whoa, like you'd get there. It's a nuts catch. I'm not going to take anything away from it.
My point is about expectation versus time to change the thought process.
Hmm.
And that's, I'm just summing that up. I know it's, that argument was long gone. But that was probably the best argument of this podcast. So
we've had a couple of good ones now.
I think it's standing, but my feet are really hurting. I got on my foot.
My
real
heels. You should have seen it, ladies and gentlemen, or lady and gentlemen. I don't suppose there's too many. I'm gonna like say there's one lady.
That's the best call though. That you didn't just go, oh, gentlemen. No, there'll be one chick.
There's gotta be chicks. Yeah,
we should imply that there are females. I mean, it's not true. It may be people who.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't listening could be told by people who are in on the joke.
Chicks.
Just to tell people that chicks listen to this.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll get, you know, more dudes here. Because if you want dudes, you've got to have chicks.
You've got to get chicks. Dudes don't like hanging out with dudes.
No.
At like large events, unless you're like a brony or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that joke's not going to fly.
I don't know what a brony is.
Forget it.
I think that's probably all I've got to offer on cricket.
Well, what about the upcoming one? We haven't even really touched on
the
next game.
Well, I think it's pretty clear what needs to be done.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Well, New Zealand needs to play Test cricket.
Mm.
And that's really what it seems to come down to these days. Whichever team is willing to play Test cricket will win. Whichever team's willing to tough it out. And you have to bat for a day, pretty much.
Hey, Luke. Didn't you want to give a shout-out to a Reddit user?
I did. One of the guys that plays in the LMS comp with us said that his put on Reddit, Dreadlock Aussie. He said that his brother hit a six yesterday, and you wouldn't believe it, but the ball went straight into his kit bag, which broke his phone. So it's a sad situation for everyone involved.
That's so genius.
Standing at square leg and watching your younger brother, or older brother for that matter, hit the ball, and you're like, yeah, he's hit a six, and you look over, and it hits your bag, and you're like, fuck. And you're going to like go get it, and then you open the bag, and your phone's in there, and it's just smashed to smithereens. It's like, what are the odds of that occurring is fantastic. So I do feel sorry for you, mate. I really do. But it is damn funny that happened.
Dreadlock Aussie, I recommend you go out and check out the video. Ian Smith commentating. I think it was a Jesse Ryder.
I think it was, yes.
He hit it and it hit Ian Smith, who was a commentator at the time's car. Yes. Check that video out.
It's probably similar.
It was a rental car, so there's probably even more in your favor there. But yeah, if you've got a story... Or any story for that matter, but any stories about, you know, people getting, you know, cars getting hit from sixes or people just avoiding getting hurt. Try and avoid the really getting hurt ones. I don't really think we'll get too much of a laugh out of it.
Not really enjoying that one.
Smashed by a cricket
How many
ball.
Babies do you reckon have been smashed by cricket balls?
Well, Luke, I mean, now you really opened up a can of worms.
I'm just saying, you know. Like,
back in 1984,
like
there
was
the
that?
Great...
It was the third.
It was third ball. Over. Yeah.
Third over.
It was. It happened. A baby got hit. No, but
I've heard it on a reliable source.
No, but send in a story. Any funny stories from your cricket game on the weekend? That's a hilarious one, Dreadlock Aussie.
Hilarious.
We want to keep hearing them.
Yeah, I mean, like yours, for instance, was you rolled your ankle quite.
It
hard.
Wasn't that funny. It hurt.
That
it
looked pretty funny.
I'm sorry, man, but it wasn't that funny. I wasn't laughing.
You saved the ball like a boss, and then just went down. And
I got shot by a sniper in the ground. And it was all the good things that I'd built up from that awesome save. I just couldn't stand on my own two feet, and it.
It did. And then I dislocated my shoulder. So, you know.
Yeah, we didn't have such a good week.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Got bloody.
We had a good one last week. This week wasn't so good.
John, look, Aussie pointed out, and I think this was cool, that he saw my scores and he was like, yeah, it was weird. I saw you go retired and then come back in. I was like, yeah, it's because I bloody dislocated my shoulder. Like, he saw the...
I made a 50. I don't even get it on the thing. You get 50s and you didn't even make them.
Bullshit. I got like 40 runs and then they let... Because I was injured, they let... I either got out for a golden... I would have got to 50. I would have. But right. It went. But so that was great. We'll see you next week.
Send in your stories.
Send
in your stories.
Send your stories.
Okay. And now we'll do the wrap-up of the show. Because you can't just wrap up two things at once, can you? Can you?
I don't know.
Is that a rule? I don't know. I always just turn to Vilkins and ask.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wrap it up. Okay.
All right. So that's episode 2 of season 3. Aussies won the first test by an innings and 50. Who would have thought?
Mm.
Going into the second one, we're all very excited. Hopefully the Kiwis can fight back and make it a bit of a contest. If they don't, it means the Aussies are number one in the world again. Woohoo. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Sporting Woods. Peace.
I don't know why I like doing that.
Words and then make like a bang.
Oh, we were going to give a little shout out to Dreadlock Aussie if he wants it.
Yeah,
because he
Reddit
fact
user
of the week,
Dreadlock Aussie.
Yeah, so I don't know if he wants to be named on the show or not. I guess I asked him, but he didn't really reply. But it is it's a great story. But I don't know if it's like necessarily. He wants his name all over it. So, go from Reddit. Good job. Thanks for...
Dreadlock Aussie.
Okay, Dreadlock Aussie.
Guy from Reddit isn't a shout-out.
Yeah, he's getting a shout-out. Sorry, Dreddy.
But guy from Reddit isn't shout-out. Reddit user Dreadlock Aussie is the shout-out. The story itself isn't a shout-out. It's saying his name. That's what a shout-out is.
I forgot what a shout out was.
Hey, random guy, this is my shout out to you. Hey, remember me? It's the guy from the street. It's like, you got to say your name too, man. Come on.
Okay, sorry, give a shout out. Yeah, it's weird. So one of the guys on Reddit, Dreadlock Aussie, he managed to have his brother playing on the weekend. Sorry, he was playing with his brother cricket and.
Dude. Fucking, I'm about to take that fucking phone off you and just do this. Stop it. Just do it.
I'm sorry.
Losing all my momentum for my this week. All right.
Sorry, no.
You've taken that off me and now you're fucking it up. Just do it.
This is how the cricketers feel. Like, you're just
we can't even talk. We can't even read
that
a
makes
story.
You the
these guys.
In your, in your
you're telling me this guy can change his thought process in 0.2 of a second.
And I'm standing here like, no.